Now, the greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, welcome to the Greatest Story Never Told podcast. Episode number 63. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that is correct.
By the way, Steve,
we don't know if we have an official sponsor on the podcast, but one thing is for sure, if you'd like to be an unofficial sponsor of a podcast, just make a brief donation to the Fisher Houses in the area.
Whatever. A brief donation?
Or a small donation, a large donation.
Say, what's brief? Here's the donation.
I'm out. Gone. $50, $100.
Here you go. Goodbye. Drive by donation.
But we do want you to do that to one of the three local Fisher Houses in the area. You can go to fisherhouse.org. That's a national website. But if you could donate locally, we will make you the unofficial sponsor. And as it is the 50th anniversary week here at KISW, we thought that as we get set for Friday, where we kick off the 50th anniversary weekend and everything else, that we would share some of the guests that we've had on the program before.
Is it our 50th anniversary or our 50th birthday? You know what I mean? Like, I keep hearing different things. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just the bitter husband in me.
All right.
But, like, anniversary feels obligatory. You know, it's not that you don't love the years, but, like, birthday. You're like, all right, that's a party. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People have birthday parties.
Well, the station was born 50 years ago.
50th birthday.
You know, on February the 12th. So technically...
Oh, don't hem and haw, Mike. Just birthday sounds more fun than anniversary.
It was the launch. It was the birth of a brand new radio station then.
Mm-hmm. It was the birth of.
But either way, we've been here for 16 of these 50 years, which, man, I'm telling you what, time has really flown by. It doesn't seem that long. So we've been here for the latter part of that. And we have got a chance to sit down, and we've talked about some of the people we've interviewed. However, if you do a quick search on the internet, as I did before we came in here, I looked and I was amazed at some of the people that we had interviewed over the years.
I don't remember half of them.
And that's why I brought the list in, because I figured we'll see how many of these that you can actually remember.
How many surprised you? Like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
A lot. I mean, most of these. Because you got to remember, man.
We
do our thing, and sometimes memory escapes us.
Yes.
We'll say it that way, okay? Okay, so we'll go back to 2014. And we had a pretty good year as far as interviews goes. And I butchered this in the office. I'm going to do it again. They're one of my favorite bands of all time, Soundgarden.
Yes.
And we got a chance to talk with Kim Thayil.
Thayil.
I've been saying Thayil for years.
Everyone said Thayil. And then I saw something with him, and he said, hi, it's Kim Thayil.
Yeah.
And I almost wanted to tell him, I think you're saying your name wrong, boss.
And this is a cool thing, because Steve and I love Soundgarden. They're one of our favorite bands of all time. Kim is probably one of the most unique, I think, guitar players as far as being just a powerful guitarist.
Sure.
The way he plays, the sound that Soundgarden has. You know, he's just the nicest guy in the world. We talked to him about Mariners baseball. He's a huge Mariners fan.
Beer.
Yeah. And he listened to the show, and he was, that was cool for us.
It was an odd moment. They came in to interview, and Jeets, who used to work here, he was in the studio we were going to use for the interview. He's kind of finishing up, but he's like, I need like 15 minutes. Like, no problem. So it's after the show. So there's us, there's my pregnant wife, my dog, and Soundgarden. And it was just such a surreal thing because, oh, God, who was it? I think Matt Cameron has thrown a ball for my dog to play fetch. And it's in the middle of the hallway at the old station.
Yeah.
But we just had to wait. So we're all kind of sitting there, and Kim and Miles, they go into the office. They're talking about beer because we had the kegerator in there, all this kind of stuff. But the whole time, I'm like, my dog is playing catch with the guys from Soundgarden. I'm at work. My pregnant wife's here chatting up like Ben Shepherd.
Yeah.
It was just crazy to me.
And you know what? It wasn't too many years before that, too. We were in the office after the show one day, and this wasn't really an interview, but it's 6 o'clock, 6:30. Basically, everyone is cleared out of the office, 6:30, 7 o'clock. And in walks this dude. And I think, Steve, you looked over and you're like, Duff McKagan. And at this point in time, he just walked in.
Yeah, he literally met the guy.
No, we didn't know he was coming in.
And
of course, the first thing I say is, hey, Duff, you want a beer? Because we are getting effed up after the show, right?
Yeah.
Bottles back there. He's like, no, man, I can't do that after my pancreas exploded or whatever the hell happened to
me. Yeah, I accidentally said, because we were kind of starstruck. All right? We had never met the guy before. We had no idea he showed up. There's just Duff McKagan standing outside of our office just chatting with us. Miles offers him a beer. He's like, no, I can't. And the words came out of my mouth. They're like, oh, that's right, your pancreas exploded. And just the look he gave me, I'm like, yeah, that was uncool. I'm so sorry. It's such a stupid moment.
We move on in 2014. Tyler Connolly from Theory of a Dead Man.
Oh, yeah. We chatted with him a couple times.
Yeah, right, man. Now. We had a good time with Theory of a Dead Man. Many shows. All kinds of good times. We try to get them a couple times for Red Fest. Unfortunately, we're not able to make that happen. But those guys are great. David Brenner. Mm-hmm. We chatted with their families. They came down here for a show. Basically, I was getting drunk with Dave Brenner's dad. We were getting smashed. He's a big hockey fan. We're just absolutely getting trashed down at the show box. So that was a good time. Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, what, pound for pound, the greatest fighter maybe ever?
One of them, absolutely. Yeah,
I mean, there's without question.
And it's crazy because dude's like 140, something like that, right? So he's a tiny guy, and we know who he is, but he's in the studio, and I kept looking at this little wee man sitting in a chair like, that little dude could beat my ass in about 4 seconds.
If I'm not mistaken, he actually, for a minute there, maybe held the record for most title defenses?
I think he did.
I believe he did, yeah.
Let's see. Sarah Colonna. She was on Chelsea Lately with Chelsea Handler for a number of years, comedian. You know the local connection because she married John Ryan.
You were so smitten with her. The first time that we interviewed her, I think maybe she was dating John Ryan, but she wasn't married yet.
Yeah.
And I just remember, Miles, you were just taken.
Look, man, you know what, man?
Absolutely.
I knew for a fact if she could date a punter, then... And I had a chance. You know, man, I mean, it was
like, we've talked to her since then. Miles is a little more in control. But the first time she came in, me and Ty kept looking at each other like, Jesus Christ, man. I mean.
She and Chelsea Peretti. That was another one. I was like, all right.
Yeah, Chelsea Peretti.
Yeah, that was another one.
I really liked her.
Yeah, she was very cool. John Ryan came in with Greg Woodman. They were doing a podcast. Probably still are. Chris Novoselic.
Yep.
From Nirvana fame. And the band Giants in the Trees, who I got a chance to see down in Soto a couple times. They play out on the deck down there. So that was – he's just the nicest guy in the world.
He really is.
He's
like the anti-rock star. You know, you think you meet these big guys from these big bands, you expect a certain thing, and he's just not – he's like a guy that you met on a bus
right. And
had a good conversation.
Yeah. But, you know, like, it's so weird – some of the stuff that happens when you roll into places and you least expect it. So, like, it's Slim's Last Chance, his band's playing. I mean, it is a who's who of Seattle music icons that are in there because they want to see Chris' new band.
Yeah.
So it was just insane. I mean, one night I'm in there, and I can't remember what the hell we were doing. And goddamn, what's his name?
Colin Farrell. Yeah.
The actor. He's in there. And we were doing this fundraiser for a rock girl. God bless her soul. She has since passed. But we were doing a fundraiser because she was battling cancer at the time. And he went up and signed the guitar, which immediately, if you're going to have an auction for a guitar, right. You know, we have our signatures on it. Who gives a shit? You know, this is Colin Farrell, man.
I know. Suddenly
he f***ed Angelina Jolie. This guy's the man. And you know, I'm like, you know me again. Oh, Colin, man. Hey, man, could you sign this guitar? Yeah, man, no problem. All right. You want a shot? I've been sober for 4 years.
Oh, no.
It's the same stuff all the time. Okay, let's move on here. Who else we got on here? Christopher Titus.
Yep. Friend had him on a couple times.
Yeah. Kim comes back on again. Radke. Now, there's a band. A couple of brothers from Detroit. Well, three, actually.
Do you mean that figuratively or literally?
Both.
Because they are, in fact, biologically, yes.
No. They are all adopted. But they are all brothers who were adopted by the same family.
And they're black.
And
so when you said, these three brothers, like, which way are we going with that?
Right. And they're great. I mean, they are just one of the best bands out there. I hope they continue to make it because they were kids when we met them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They were having a blast out on the road, though. They're going out with their dad. Their dad was kind of taking them out. Jonathan Davis of Korn.
Yep. He's another real chill guy.
Yeah, he is a very low-key guy.
The thing I remember about him is, you know, he rolls in and he's got his glasses on, which is no big deal, but you forget, like, rock stars have bad eyes too, right? So every time you see him, definitely a larger-than-life kind of guy, the way he presents himself. But when you talk to him for real, the dude is so chill. And the thing I remember most about him, he's like, well, I have a studio, like, kind of in his backyard, probably like the man cave kind of thing. It's like, I have a studio, I'm always making different kinds of music. And at the time, his kid was like 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I always pull my kid into the studio, we make music together. And for whatever reason, that really just hit me like,
yeah,
that's a cool-ass thing to do,
guys,
man.
And all of Korn. I mean, they look like, you know, if you saw them in a bar, you think, oh, God, we're going to get our asses kicked in here. They're all on their Blackberries.
Playing video games.
Yeah, I mean, they've been around for a while. So, like, when you know, I know the drummer pretty well from he used to play with David Lee Roth. I saw him and talked to him for a minute. But other than that, these guys are just – you would think it would be a party all the time. It's not.
Not at all.
It's business, man. And they go out there and do a great job. Asa Akira. Do we remember her?
Yes.
Porn star?
Yeah. She was the one who lost a marble, I believe.
In her – was it her butthole or her vagina?
Yeah, it was.
Was it her butt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goddamn, she's smart. She wrote a book. She was funny.
She's very funny. She's not what you think. You know, you picture a porn star being an idiot. Mm-hmm. She's not at all, man. She was really cool.
David Draymond. We interviewed him as Disturbed was in town for Pain in the Grass. He's a very nice guy, very serious. He is a lot like everybody you meet in Jersey. You know what I mean? He's just kind of like one of those guys like, yeah. You know what I mean? He's got that kind of demeanor.
He's definitely a yeah thing, but he's very focused.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Very serious. William Duvall, Allison Chains, he's a great guy. A
couple of times.
Yeah. I yelled at him in the Atlanta airport going past an escalator. I'm like, you're the guy from, what the hell was the second band he was in?
Tongue Orchestra.
Tongue Orchestra.
Giraffe Tongue Orchestra. Yeah.
And just laughed. I was like, you're in Giraffe Tongue Orchestra. He looked at me like, you. Yeah, that's not what I'm in. You know that. I got bigger things. Let's see here. Robert Dugoni. He's a local author, and he came in because he'd mentioned Men's Room Original Red in one of his novels.
Oh, God, that's right.
So we're like, hey, man, we want to talk to you. Nick Simmons, former
Do we know what his book
athlete.
Was about, by the way?
It was. He does, he does murder mysteries.
Ah, okay.
I've been reading that series. It's a fantastic series.
Really?
Honestly, yeah, pick it up. It's great. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nick Simmons joined us. He was Olympic runner. Barrett Martin of Levy Walker's Walking Papers,
Screaming
Mad
Trees.
Season, Screaming Trees.
If you want to talk to a smart man and feel really stupid without him ever condescending to you,
yeah,
that's the guy. Like, you almost feel bad because he walks in, and he's a focused guy, and he to say he loves music is an understatement. And the guy, it's all about drums, percussion, and all. So he travels the world to learn all these different things. But when he talks to you, you actually feel like you're wasting his time. Like, I'm not smart enough to be in the same room with you.
No, you're not.
You know what I mean?
Nobody
is. It's like Stephen Hawking rolling in. It's just like, why are you wasting your time on us?
Okay. I'm going to say this this next guest, maybe top three hottest women ever in studio in person.
Okay.
And you're not going to believe me when I tell you this, so I'm being dead serious.
Misha Tate.
Oh, without a doubt.
Misha Tate.
What? I mean, man.
And I mean, you see her boyfriend. He's like an MMA fighter, trainer, all that stuff. He's just like, you know, like, you guy's going to kick my ass. I got no chance. But
I mean, we knew her the same way most people know her, right? UFC. So when you see her, man, I mean, she's dialed in. There's blood on her. And she's beating the piss out of someone. So she rolls into the studio, and I mean, I think all of our jaws just...
Mm-hmm. I mean, she is
stunning.
Just beautiful. And then she goes out there and kicks somebody's ass and wins the title belt. Like, I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. Like, that girl could annihilate you, and all you want to do is have sex with her.
That is it.
Take her to dinner and go out and have, like, marry me, please.
God,
so
she
beautiful.
Is, yeah, she is stunning.
And so cool.
And terrifying.
I know. And just really smart. Just like everything. She's got everything. Everything.
But including the ability to kill you.
To kick your ass. Joe Perry from Aerosmith. That was one of our most memorable interviews ever.
I mean, look, man, you grow up with this guy. Aerosmith's been around forever, right? He's earned his rock cred and all the legend. When we talk to him, we're like, this is like talking to Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
If Rocky Balboa were a little dumber.
Oh, my God. It's, yeah. Who else we got here? Zach and Barry from Shinedown. Shinedown, one of our first guests. They're always a lot of fun. Chris Cornell, we interviewed him.
The best thing about Chris Cornell,
We spent about an hour with Chris Cornell.
But the interview, so you got to understand, he's a pretty serious guy. And so he wasn't always huge on doing interviews or anything, but like his publicist or handler or whatever you call these people, they reached out to us and said, hey, man, Chris is going to be in town, basically to visit family. He just wanted to know if he could drop by. And we're like, all right, yeah, cool. What is he pushing? They're like, nothing. He literally
just wanted to come in
for
and
Miles
to
and I, the big thing, and obviously now that he has passed, it is a very heavy heart that I even talk about him. But the thing that made us feel good, you know, we love Soundgarden, right? So it's one thing to really, really respect somebody's art, which was Soundgarden for him. But then when this dude, 20, 25 years later, he respected our art and wanted to come in and sit in with us. I was like, dude, that's the feather in the cap. For me, that trumped everything.
Yep. Shinedown came in as a total band in studio. Traffic Jam Jimmy. Who's Traffic Jam Jimmy? He's a too early for a fish sandwich guy.
Oh, yeah.
I talked to him in Baltimore. He's still there doing well. Vince Neil of Motley Crue.
Jesus, what a jackass.
He is.
But, but to be fair.
Happy birthday, Vince. He just turned 60, I believe.
That's right. What did you say? Like one deep fried turkey for every year or something? But,
yeah.
We.
Last night, by the way, we tweeted out, like, happy birthday, Vince. Happy 60th birthday. What's your favorite Motley Crue song? And I put at Red Hots, as in like the candy.
Red Hots. Red Hots.
He has a reputation for being a jackass. We anticipated him being a jackass, and he delivered.
Yeah.
So at least we weren't blindsided by it.
Bryn Smith came in from Shinedown. Hailstorm. Lizzie and family there.
They're fun.
Yeah, we partied with their mom and many, many years ago down at, where were we?
Was it the White River?
No, we were down here. What's that? Not the off-ramp. What the hell's the name of that?
Corazon.
Corazon. Oh, Corazon, yeah. Because they had the RV out front.
Yeah.
There's more to that story. We can't get into that.
And we won't.
Yeah, we won't.
But it was a good time. That's
the problem with this damn podcast, man. There's so many things we can't tell you. I mean, that's serious. They're incriminating as hell.
Yeah. I'm not going down.
Yeah, I'm not be in jail.
Who else? Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Gotta love Gilbert Gottfried.
Did we have him once or twice?
Apparently. We had him once. Just once.
Twice. We did have him twice. So here's the thing with Gilbert Gottfried, all right? So he's exactly what you think he's going to be. And I remember my man is sitting out in, quote-unquote, the green room waiting to be interviewed. And we had a listener. It's crazy, dude. But the listener's here is picking something up, whatever. As the listener's leaving, he sees Gilbert Gottfried, and he's like, Gilbert Gottfried! Gilbert Gottfried, yeah, nice to see you. And he's like, I loved you in,
what was he when he was a parrot? Like in
Yeah, he was in Aladdin.
Yeah, he's like, I loved you in Aladdin. But the listener's not being funny. That's honestly his take. And I just remember Gilbert Gottfried, he looks at him and goes, okay.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Yeah. God, is he funny too, man. His stand-up was great. I went and saw him over at Parlor in Bellevue. Chester Bennington, late Chester Bennington, and Robert DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots. They stopped by. That was when Chester took over the lead vocal. Scott was still alive at that point in time, but he was not able to perform.
So was Chester.
Yeah, Chester was.
He was a nice guy.
God, man. He was a great guy.
You know, you listen to Linkin Park, and obviously there's a lot of angst, and they're yelling all this stuff. So we thought he'd be that kind of dude when he rolled in.
Yeah.
That guy was so chill. Just like, Jesus
in the
Christ.
Second time, the first time he rolled in, he was in a different project. He was doing kind of a punk band thing.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Guy, and he brought in his new wife, who was like an adult film star.
Yes.
Like that, or...
Either way, every once in a while, we do an interview, and the guy will bring his wife, and I understand, right? But the wives come in, and they're smiling. None of them have ugly wives, and I don't want to say what interview we were doing, just because these people were nice, but we did an interview, and there's a guy in there, and his wife's in there, and his wife is hot. She is remarkably hot. The thing about it is, through this entire interview, man, she is nipping out, okay? So... And she's a hot woman, nipples staring at you, and all of us are doing the best we can to not just stare at her chest. But I remember Ted, at the end of the interview, right? One, he was holding a poop through the entire interview. And I mean like a bat, like explosive poop. So he's doubled over, and he didn't say much, right? And he's like, so the interview ends, and he goes, man, it's like all I wanted to do was take a shit and stop staring at her nipples. Like it was the hardest thing ever. Oh, right. My God, she was hot, man.
Yeah. And then we had the guys come in who did Real Men of Genius, if you saw that.
Real Men of Genius.
We might even play that again on Friday for you. But either way, okay, so the two guys that come in, the one guy is Dave Bickler. Now, he is the singer of Survivor. Real Men of Genius. It's the same guy who sings Eye of the Tiger.
Right,
same
that's guy. The guy.
Same guy, right? So he comes in with his buddy Pete Stacker, who is a well-known voiceover artist. He's the guy who comes on and says, Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. He walks in with his daughter, who lives in Seattle, and he's visiting her. And, I mean, Steve and I couldn't even pay attention to either one of those two.
His daughter.
Adult daughter.
Adult, right.
You know, keep in mind, yeah, we have a cutoff of 14. So adult daughter. And, I mean, we're just like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
She was so hot. But anyway, they did our Real Men of Genius for us in studio, which is awesome.
Fast forward a few years. I'm on a long-ass flight coming back to Seattle. There's a woman sitting in front of me. She's hot, smoking hot. Keeps turning around, looking at me, and she looks vaguely familiar. I'm feeling really good about myself, right? So I'm just like, yeah. The flight lands. Everyone gets up to get their bags, and now she's going to talk to me. And I'm like, here it is. And she goes, you know, I've met you before. I'm like, oh, yeah? Where? She's like, I was with my father from the Real Men of Genius.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's why you're looking at me. Okay.
Also need to get back to Chester Bennington and Robert DeLeo. Robert DeLeo is great.
He's a nice guy.
He is awesome. And he and his brother Dean, we went down. They were in a band called Army of Anyone for a little while with a lead singer from Filter.
That's right.
Who also happens to be the brother of
the guy who played T2.
Richard Patrick?
God,
I can't remember the guy's name.
And the second Terminator movie, the Liquid Terminator guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The actor that played, and I cannot think of his name, his brother is the lead singer of Filter, who is then singing in Army of Anyone.
And by the way, his brother's a great lead singer. I mean, he does a great job. Sonics, one of the first bands ever to break it in Seattle.
Robert Patrick.
Robert Patrick,
that was his name. Who else we talked to? Neil Sanderson from 3 Days Grace.
Is that the singer?
He called us from Rio. We're running out of time. Tom Green, Ari Spears.
Tom Green walked into the studio and gave out his phone number on the air, and we spent the rest of the interview listening to his phone ring.
Yeah. Bo Phillips, former KSWPD, he called us because he had a book out about radio.
Oh, hey, it's Ted, everyone.
Like a WKRP thing.
I didn't say who, but I told him the time we're all staring at that woman's nipples, and you just had to poop. Just, I didn't mention the names. I just said Ted was dying for this interview.
Rob Halford, Alice Cooper, AC/DC, comedian Gary Gulman, John Witherspoon. The late John Witherspoon was here. Brad Evans, Queensryche. We've had a
lot. You remember who?
I remember having to hang up on Alice Cooper one time. You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah, because...
Wait, why did you hang?
So one of the worst parts of my job as a call screener is having to tell people, sorry, but you don't get to be on the air today. We had Alice Cooper set up. We're going to interview him for the show at X amount of time. I forget what happened. Something fell through. Alice Cooper's on hold waiting, and we hear, yeah, we're not going to talk to Alice Cooper today. Sorry, Mike. Go ahead and tell him that it's not going to happen. He couldn't have been nicer. Said, hey, sorry, a ball got dropped. Said, no worries, man. We'll get it later. And then he hung up, and I never talked to the man again.
Who is your vote for the hottest guest we've had?
I think Miles and
Ed. Oh, Misha Tate.
I told you. Absolutely no question. Easy. No question. I mean, that was.
I was blown away. I did not expect that.
There's no competition.
It's like, oh my God, this woman's gorgeous.
Well, remember the first time I met her was doing a cage sport MMA down at the Emerald Queen, and I'm interviewing her in the cage, and I go, and if you guys want to buy anything from Misha, don't forget she has a mooch tent over there.
A mooch tent.
And I just look at her and I go, merch, right? She goes, nervous, Ted? I go, yes, Misha.
You're pretty attractive.
I want to mooch you. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to make friends with that thing you sit on.
That's right. Oh, God, I want to make friends with all of it. All right, there we go. Here's your greatest story never told.
You've been listening to The Greatest Story Never Told with Miles and Thrill on radio.com. Oh, man! A Double Flush production.